Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
All right, I got a social etiquette question for you guys. I'm going to readily admit that I did something wrong, okay? Like, out the gate, I did something that I never do. Like, 99% of the time, I make sure to ask this question. I didn't this time. However, I still think there's a social etiquette question here that needs to be asked. And it all has to do with bringing your dog out in public. I have 3 dogs. They're rescue dogs. They're all jacked up in their own special ways. So I don't take them out in public. Okay. Bart takes them on walks. And they stay at the house. We don't do like dog parks. We don't do public spaces because we don't.
They're just freaked out. So they would just be sheepish, but
I think Leroy, my old man, would be fine. And I think Willie would be good, but he's so big. He's 120 pounds and he's just got these long legs. I think he would freak people out. And Boone, my Bernese Mountain Dog Rescue, was part of a puppy mill situation and was abused, and he's got mad anxiety. So no, I would not take him out in public. But there I was on a patio. It was a beautiful day yesterday, sitting on a patio, having my cappuccino, doing a little work on my computer. And this restaurant that I'm at was, I mean, it's packed. It's like, it's early midday, tons of people there, kids, babies, whatnot. And the 3 women come in with a dog, and there were other dogs on the patio. Like, this is a dog friendly patio, right? And a dog comes in. And another dog gets a little territorial because it was protecting the baby, which was really, really cute. But this other dog comes in, and it was an older dog. It looked like it had like a little bit of a golden retriever mix in with it, right? And, you know, looked super friendly. So they come in, and they sit right next to me, right? And again, I readily admit what I did was wrong, and you should not do this. And I normally don't do it. But I put my hand down for the dog to sniff because I was going to pet the dog. You should always ask the owner, hey, is it okay if I pet your dog?
If you like your fingers.
Yes. And she immediately, she goes, oh, no, 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 no. Don't do that. He bites. And I go, oh, okay. I'm like, my apologies. I am so sorry. And then she goes on to tell me that this dog is a biter.
It's aggressive.
Yes. And I'm like, all right, absolutely. I will respect the dog's space. But then I started thinking, if you know your dog bites people, do you take your dog out into a public crowded place like that? Now, granted, I should never have put my hand down for the dog to sniff in an attempt to pet the dog. I was in the wrong there, and I own that. Mm-hmm. But if you take that out, should you even put your dog in a position where they could potentially bite somebody? Because again, it's not like they were just walking down a sidewalk. Like, they're not like in a park or something like that. We are in a very crowded cafe with a lot of people mm-hmm. and kids, and they know that their dog is a biter and has obviously bit people before.
So I've never had a dog that has been aggressive towards people. My English bulldog got attacked by dogs, and after that, he was always aggressive towards dogs. Like, you ain't gonna get me, I'm gonna get you first. Mm-hmm. So I've never been in this position before. However, I have seen people out in public and in restaurants with their dogs that have muzzles on their face. And if that's the case, then that is indicating to me that that is an aggressive dog. So they want their dog to be out in public, but it's also telling me, like, stay away. I think if I had an aggressive dog, that's I wouldn't even take it out in public like that, to be honest with you.
No, I wouldn't.
And I wouldn't either. And I'm just like, again, I admit I was wrong for putting my hand down. And I should have asked and I should have clarified and gotten permission to even attempt to pet the dog. But if I, like, I know my dog's, you know, personalities, and this is on us as owners. Like, it's your responsibility to make sure that your dog is can be around others or around people. And then if they can't, they can't. And then you just, you know, you live your life a certain way. But I couldn't help as I was sitting there, and I didn't feel like unsafe or anything like that. I wasn't like being, and I never said anything to them, but it just got me wondering as a pet owner, if you have an aggressive dog that has bit people before, should you take them out in public?
So I've only had family dogs. I've never owned a dog myself, so I don't really know dog etiquette per se, but I do wonder, like, if you do have an aggressive dog and you keep your dog leashed up into yourself and you don't allow your dog to, I guess, necessarily be in a position to attack anyone else, what is that person really doing wrong? Mm.
But this is, I mean, that dog had to, like, they were in the corner of the cafe walking in between tables and in between people to get there. We weren't, like, we were very, very close proximity.
Okay.
I have two theories. The first is that maybe the dog isn't aggressive. Maybe he just kind of nips at people, like, once they start going in for the pet.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I just want to play it safe. The other theory I have is a little bit, I don't know if weird is the right word, but I've always wondered how dog owners feel when they take their dog out in public and they're just trying to let their dog enjoy the nature and getting to socialize. And you have all these strangers coming up on the dogs and like petting them, and then you're bringing all these strangers' ick into your home. So I almost wonder if she's like a little bit of a germaphobe like me, where she's like, don't touch my dog. I don't want anybody's nastiness coming into my house.
Mm. I mean, that's a theory, but when I spoke to her, it was very apparent that her dog bites people. She was like,
you know that you got a responsibility.
Because she was like, you got very lucky. You got like, and she was like, it was like a whole thing. And I'm like, I profusely apologize.
Here's Candace. Hey, Candace, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Good morning. Kristen, what if you were a 5-year-old child and didn't ask?
I mean, most days I act like one. Yeah.
Can you attack somebody's maturity level?
Still, yeah. Children don't ask.
Yeah, I know.
Children automatically run up, and that is very dangerous. She needs to be more responsible with her dog. I have a tiny 8-pound peek-a-poo that has never bit a person in her life. She was attacked at a dog park, so I don't take her out. But she loves people, and when people come over, she rolls over. But I always have that conscious in my mind that if there were children in my home, she could potentially bite them, because small dogs bite quicker than big dogs do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
If it's me, I'm not bringing that dog around people. And if I am, it's got a muzzle on it, because it's indicating to everybody, hey, you know what's going on. I know what's going on, and nothing needs to be said whatsoever.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.